everybody. Rob Patrick here for another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the improv comedy show that is made up on the spot and in the moment. We have our cast members here raring to go. We are going to kick off our first game of the evening, which is a game called Hello Caller. In this game, John is going to be a booth DJ, and Big Matt, Ty, and Jason are going to be callers calling into his radio show complaining that movies are just too long.
All right, everybody. This is Movie Man Jones on Booth DJ FM talking about movies and stuff like that. Got a movie thing that's going on. You got questions. Maybe I got answers. Maybe I don't got the right answers for you. But Movie Man Jones is here. Just like this intro, do you think movies are too long? First caller, what say you?
Hey there, Movie Man. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I saw The Hateful Eight in the theaters.
God damn,
that movie was too long. Look, I'm like 50. My bladder is the size of a peanut. I had to pee 7 times during that movie. I had one beer. If I didn't have that beer, it would have been 5 times. One beer, 7 times. I don't know what happened halfway through that movie. You know why? I was peeing. I mean, look, what movie theater puts the bathroom near the theater? None of them. So you got to like traipse all over like the 18 hallways, the 18 film theaters and all this stuff. And you miss 20 minutes per pee break. When you get old, look, this is an older man problem. I get it. I feel like I'm looking around and there's a lot of old people and we pee a lot. Okay. Look, prostates are like going, you know, it's a plink or two each time, like plink, plink, plink. So I got to go 7 times. Hateful Eight was a 3-hour movie. I couldn't tell you what happened during half that movie. I don't like it. I do not like it. Make it a 80-minute movie. Why longer than that? If you can't tell a story in 80 minutes, that's 3 pee breaks for me, but I can still get the story, and we're good. Thanks, long-time listener. Go ahead.
Thank you. Caller, I'm going to make a suggestion now that you're off the air. That's the reason why they make the Deluxo Awesome cuppage, so you could piss in the cup. That's really not, it's a no-brainer. You know, it's a thing that happens. Anyway, next caller, how do you feel about movies?
Hey, yo, you know, I was really feeling for the last guy, but I really think the real problem with movies being so long as they is that, you know, when you're trying to perform, because, you know, you're doing Netflix and chill and that sort of thing. And, you know, it kind of like you build up a lot of expectations because you tell the broad, hey, we're going to Netflix and chill. And she comes over and you throw on Passion of the Christ so you can get a little passion of your own. You know what I'm talking about? But I can't make it to when they're nailing Jesus because I'm too busy trying to nail her. And I'm only like 5 minutes in. You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm ready to nap. I'm ready to make a sandwich, you know, get some ham, get some Capicola. But the whole movie's still going. It's too much. It's too much.
Thank you, caller. What I would suggest is, first of all, it's the gabagool. Secondly, Movie Man Jones tip number 761. You don't watch Passion of the Christ. You watch the Krampus holiday special. And by the, I don't know, the 75-80 minute mark, you're not, let's just put it this way, you're not hung like a horse, you're strong like a bull, and you're ready to go beyond the chilling part. Thank you, caller. All right, one more call. We got person on the line. What say you?
Oh, hey, yeah, I just woke up, but nobody seems to care. I have a thing called narcolepsy.
Ah. So
it's actually really, really, I'm fine. Where was I? So movies for me, I've seen a lot of opening credits. But I'm gonna go back to bed. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'm gonna give you the greatest tip you could ever get from Movie Man Jones. You're going to go to the movie theater or the hotel, wherever you watch your movies, and you're gonna pee in the Deluxo Awesome Cup. The Deluxo Awesome Cup, when the urine mixes with the plastic in the Deluxo Awesome Cup, it's going to make an energy where you're gonna have strength, and it's gonna cure your narcolepsy. It's factually sound.
Oh boy.
No.
That's real science, folks.
It's real science. I Googled it.
I'd like to make two public service announcements. Number one, don't piss in your cup.
Or do.
Or someone else's.
Number two, Big Matt, just fucking say my name next time, okay? Fucking bastard.
You get me. You get me.
Our next game is a game we call Odd Roomie. In this game, James and Ty are roommates. But Ty only speaks in song lyrics.
Fuck.
Cool.
Take it away.
Hey, buddy. Late night? I didn't hear you come in last night. I can't get to sleep. Yeah, I hear you. I think about the implications. Implications? What do you mean?
Of diving in too deep. And possibly the complications.
Oh, the girl that you were seeing, yeah. She was a hottie tot, I won't lie.
Hot-blooded, check it and see.
Are you done? Are you done? Like, is that a thing? Is it gonna be a thing?
Here I am, rock me like a hurricane.
Oh, all right, you're still your thing.
I can't buy me love.
You can. There's a massage place down the street. You ask for the number 4.
I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
Oh, I'm the bad guy because occasionally I want a back massage and my Yankee crankied. I see. I'm the bad guy.
You're poison.
Star. You know, you and I need to have this conversation because you say things like that to me, and they're like these oblique little references of yours, like you're some fucking cool hipster guy, but sometimes they hurt, and I'm starting to get offended.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
We're just going to wrap that there. Ty,
head games going
Ty.
On.
Not only was that poison reference a great pull, but Alice Cooper reference as well, sir.
Digging deep.
James, gonna go. You give love a bad name, James.
Right.
He's the man behind the mask.
We are going to move on to a game called Questions. This is a game for everybody. We are going to start with John and Jason, and then we will rotate in Big Matt, James, and Ty when a player takes too long to ask a question or makes a statement. And we're gonna go with at the movies ordering concessions at the snack stand.
What do we want to eat?
What kind of beer do they have?
Do they have Schlitz?
What about PBR?
What about PBR?
I wonder if they have...
Can I get a lager here?
Do I look like I work here?
Do you not work here?
Sir, may I see your ticket?
Do you work here?
Does the red striped shirt mean I fucking don't?
Can you get me a beer?
Can I see your ID?
Can you get me a beer?
Can I see your ID,
Can you sir? At least get me some milk duds?
Do you have $64? And they're in installment plans.
Do the milk duds come with a beer?
Wonder.
Gentlemen, don't you realize it's only 2 in the afternoon?
Did I ask what time it was?
Do you usually drink this early?
You ask for milk?
No, I didn't ask for milk.
What? Is this place run by cops?
Are you a narc?
I mean, what's with all the questions?
Don't I get to ask a few questions?
I thought I had rights. Isn't this America?
When does the 3 o'clock movie start?
Can I please get a beer?
Is that the only question you have?
Why are you asking me?
Don't you want to see the film?
Don't you work here?
I was a new character.
Sir, do you have the $479 it'll be for the 47 beers you've ordered?
If I do, can I get them beers?
That was
a question.
We're going to wrap that one there.
What's a beer, man? Fuck.
Milk duds and beer?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Jesus, does it come with a 12-pack of toilet paper, too? Good Lord.
I think we need to turn this episode into an intervention. Matt, are you okay?
I'll be better if I get a beer.
If you need clearly, help. It was Stone Cold Steve Austin at the fucking movie theater.
What?
Can I get some milk duds?
Yeah, some Steve Weisers right here.
Our next game, we are going to go on to a game we call Half Stunt Doubles. This game is a game where our players are going to do a scene for 2 minutes. After that 2 minutes is up, two different players will then take over that scene and redo the same scene in a minute. We will then jump back to the original set of players to redo the scene in 30 seconds and then back one more time to do it in 15. Our first pair, James and Big Matt. Our second pair, Jason and John. James and Big Matt, your scene is you are hiring a clown for a kid's birthday party. And go.
What kind of clown do you think we need?
The kid's a bit weird, so do you think they need to do magic? Or?
Well, when you say weird, do you mean like Australian?
I mean, well, he does have that accent. I really just thought he had a speech impediment. But I think there's one that like juggles. Oh, like, do you think maybe he has to juggle like knives?
Can he juggle animals? I mean, I feel like that's a... You kids love animal juggling.
Live animal? The guy juggles live animals.
I mean, looking at this kid, I mean, we get koalas, we get kangaroos, we get, like, huntsman spiders. This, you know...
You're looking at... those are AI pictures. That is not... That's AI. That man is not juggling a huntsman spider. Click in the next one. You're going to see his dick. It's AI.
But he's juggling with it.
His dick?
Yeah.
Click the button.
Okay, now that's just a juggalo.
Yeah, all right.
Not a clown.
No, but wait. It looks like you can get Shaggy 2 dope for like $20.
Oh, shit. His rate's gone up. Okay.
Popular with no one.
Just...
So, what is it? We're going to get the kid a clown. Just, can we start with something like, I don't know, big shoes or a small
You want
car?
Him to juggle big shoes?
Yes. There we go.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Like 8 big shoes.
I don't really care how many shoes they are. I don't even care whether he brings his own shoes. He can borrow our shoes. He can juggle shoes. It's better than bringing ICP to my house.
I mean, I heard they provide their own Faygo.
That's true. I can't drink diet. Super low.
And that is 2 minutes.
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
John and Jason, did you get all that?
Fucking Australians.
Yeah, I've got an angle. This is great.
I mean, I got the gist.
All right, you guys have a minute to redo that same scene, and your time starts now.
What kind of clown do you want to get?
Want to get clowns? You want to get some of those Australian pets?
Well, can we get an Australian clown?
No, I mean, I'm looking here. They got koalas. They got African spiders. They got... pinata. They
got, so this guy's gonna juggle animals in, yeah?
Yeah, I mean that's what it looks like. I mean, this koala here, he's juggling stuff from his ding dong.
Oh, the dick juggling with the kangaroo pouch, I bet. Oh, what about them clown guys, the icy penis guys?
Oh, the juggle hose. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of it too.
You know. Got any deals? Any good rates there?
Yeah, you got Shaggy 2 Dope and the other guy talking about magnets, juggling them around.
You get to the Faygo.
I went the other way.
God damn it.
John, James, and Big Matt, 30 seconds. You guys ready? Your time starts now.
What kind of clown do you want?
I don't know. A stupid one. Do you want it to do magic or juggle or something?
Yes, Australian.
Your kid's Australian? I thought he was just dumb.
No, he's just dumb. Juggling animals.
Oh, dude, that's not a real picture. You can't juggle your dick.
Yeah, you can. Watch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Australian.
All right. So should we get ICP?
Whoop, whoop.
No, please no. You'll never get the stains out.
Faygo?
Faygo.
You can tell John. He's an Australian juggler because his dick's going in the opposite direction.
Counterclockwise.
15 seconds. Jason and John.
Yeah.
Let's see how far deep into this we can get. Your time starts now.
What kind of clown?
The koala-looking Australian dick-juggling one.
Son of a bitch, Faygo.
Oh, magnets and ICP.
That was 15. John just getting right to the point. Yeah. James and Big Matt, 7 seconds. Go.
Your Australian. Kid's stupid.
Yeah, he's Australian. Whoop, whoop.
Let's get a clown.
Faygo.
I don't drink soda.
Animals.
Stupid.
Dick.
Your kid's stupid.
He's Australian.
Stupid Australians.
We're pissing off the entire Australian market that watches this tonight.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah.
All two of them.
Big market.
Australia.
I know one friend who might watch this who's Australian, and she'd probably agree.
Hold on. Let's just do a scene for them.
Upside down.
Nice.
There we go.
Australia. Very nice.
Clever girl. I can do tricks too, Jason.
It's a ute.
We've been having so much fun, I didn't even realize until that sound hit that this is our last game of the evening coming up. This is
Welcome
a game.
Australian.
This is a game we like to call Retake. Our players, Ty, Big Matt, Jason, and James, are going to be playing a scene, And if I want one of them to do something a little bit different, I'm going to say pause, retake, and that player will have to come up with a different option other than what he just said at that moment in that scene. The four of you are models, and you're filming an underwear commercial.
All right. Let me get this off real quick.
Oh, dear.
Lord.
Jason got to put his sweater on.
Glad I'm not part of this one.
Do my eyebrows look good?
No, they don't. Let me pluck one. Come here.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, if there's a stray. Oh, you bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No, but do they look good now?
Now they do, yes.
Excellent.
Somebody want to help me out with this? I need a pluck real quick.
Let me pull. I'm gonna get some hot wax.
How did you get that much hair in there?
It's been a while. I don't get booked a lot.
It's fine, Raul. You look fabulous.
Retake.
What? I said, Francois, you look delightful.
Retake.
I said, Bob, you're just neato.
It looks like you're hiding half a roll of toilet paper in all that hair.
Retake.
Oh. It looks like you're hiding a woolly mammoth.
So are you
white bunnies on a brown hill?
Are you men ready to walk the catwalk tonight?
I'm very confused. I'm a foot model.
Do feet model not walk?
That's true. You do also have to walk places.
What lingerie am I supposed to model on my feet?
Sandals.
Retake.
Thongs.
Toe thongs. Okay, yeah, no, I guess that makes sense. People are into that sort of thing.
And
how
much
do you guys make selling feet pics?
That sound of... People love it.
I'm just wondering how you're a foot underwear model. Did I miss... Just like
no, socks? I'm just a foot model. I don't know why I got called for this job.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. So you didn't need to bleach all that downstairs.
I wasn't supposed to.
Retake.
But I liked it.
You should call your agent, because I'm going to call my agent, because I'm not going to be seen dead up on that stage with someone who models with their feet.
Yeah, I don't...
I am going to call my agent and ask for more money so I don't have to deal with you, footlooker.
Retake.
I am going to call my father because he's really into what you've got.
Shut up, Malfoy.
What?
My father would heal of this.
Wow.
No, I get the reference, but what the...
Tommy's found a thong.
A foot thong.
Oof. Good winners. Good watchers. Good
all of us.
Listeners, everybody. What? Winners. Everybody's a winner.
A winner
we
is you.
We have been running the audio of this episode through our Humor Computer 9000. We're going to see what the result is. You know, I felt it coming that way. Our winner this evening is Ty.
Ah,
hey. This fucking guy.
Well done, sir.
The
guy.
Ty, as a winner of this episode, you get to kick us off with our closing credits and let everybody know where people can find more Ty.
You can find my feet on YouTube at High Anxiety, and you can find my other feet that may or may not be attached to me at High Anxiety Media on Twitch.
Jason.
Onlyfeet.com. For me, jpollardvo.com and twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
Big Matt.
Hi. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook, both Matt and IslanicVO, ACX, Amazon. I do audiobooks, and you can listen to my voice tell you stories.
John.
Australia. and also acpnet.net.
James?
ICPnet?
ICP Entertainment.
We know you do, John. At Red Voice in all the locations.
Whoop, whoop. Cups.
And I have been your host, Rob Patrick. You can find out about me and all of our guests' information over at IJOV.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. You can also find all of the links to our various social media platforms, so please go and follow us on all of the socials. And it also has the link to our YouTube channel, so go to our YouTube, like, subscribe, so you know when we drop new episodes, so you can listen right away. Matt,
and the merch. We got those theater piss cups now.
Matt, do you read? Do you narrate books about feet, Matt?
I've done one so far.
There you go.
It's called Foot Thong.
Folks. We will see you next time on Inside Joke, Outside Voice.
See you, everybody. Good day.
Boy, mate.
Single babies, hatchets, and stuff.